Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schluss. Rabbi Nirmi Rotsi Shkoyot Zechal Hatzehem. Perik Dalet Pasukei in Parshas Eschonan. And this year is based on the Torah. Amori V'Ravi, Moreinu V'Ravenu, Agon HaGadol HaMuflog HaMuflog, Rav Manzatzal, V'Nira B'Zrat Hashem, Niflaot Mitorat Hashem, ראה לימדתי אסכם חוקים ומשפוטים על כרשר ציווני השם אלוקי, ועשו עסקין בקרב האורץ, אשר אתם בואים שמה לרשתו. See that I have taught you today statutes and ordinances, even as Hashem, my God, has commanded me, that you should do so in the midst of the land where you go in to possess it. Ad kan mi divrei apasuk. Gemara Nedarim, Lamed Zayin, Amud Aleph. B'chol Rois, Choftes Amud Aleph. Darshu mize, she'ein litol schar al ha-medrash. Ma ani b'chinam, af ata b'chinam. Bayein Sham Baran, she'kar ha-drashayim ma she'katuv ka'asher tzivani. And for teaching medrash, and now that I take money, just like I do it for free, so do you have to do it for free. Ran says the drash is when it says, Kasher Tzivani, as I commanded you. So there's no pickbook that Moshe Rabbeinu was speaking of his own, about himself. No, of course Moshe Rabbeinu was speaking in the name of God. Why does that say Kasher Tzivani, Shem Elokai? And if it's talking about getting money for it, who told him to get money to teach? So it must be, Kasher Tzivani means Hashem commanded me that we should teach for free. Israeli Marti Eschem Chukim Mishpatim, just like Hashem teaches for free. So do we have to teach for free? That's the Kasher Tzivani. Rosh Nidarim writes Kederich Haran. He just writes that Kasher Tzivani means Lamed Eschem Kishem Shali Med Osi. And when it says Kasher Tzivani, it means to teach you. God commanded me to teach you just like God taught me, which is Bechinam, for free. In other words, there's a tzivui on the melamed to teach bechina, to teach for free. See the prisha in Yoredei and Siman Reish Mem Vav Tziv Kut Yud Aleph. The Rambam, Talmud Torah 1:7, writes, Abal Torah Shebal Peh Osir Lelamda B'schar, Shenam Arei Limadati Eschem Chuki Mishpatim Hashor Tzivani Hashem. Ma Ani Bechinam Lamadati, Af Atem Lamadatem, בחינם ממני. לכן כשתלמדו לדורות, למדו בחינם, שם שלמדתם ממני. So the Rambam said, it's totally in the Talmud, not in the Malamed. מה אני בחינם למדתי? I learned for free, so you should learn for free. And also, כשתלמדו לדורות, when you learn for the generations, learn for free. So it's talking about the Talmud, the student, not the teacher. According to the Rosh, it's talking to the teacher. According to the Rambam, it's talking to the student. The Chamishna says that this is Dachuk, because the Yisr and the Kasher Tzivani is talking about the Malamed. So why does the Rambam say it's following the Talmud? It's discussed in the Avodas HaMelech there, Torah Tumim over here. But it still requires an explanation. Why does the Rambam say it's totally in the Talmud when the Kasher Tzivani is God commanded me? In other words, like the Rush says, God commanded me to teach you just like he taught me. I'm teaching you free, just like Hashem taught me for free. So it's a din in the teacher, not in the Talmud. And according to both Perushim, is a difficulty here, and that is, what does the drash have to do with the pshuto shel mikra? Whether you say it's through talking to the teacher, talking to the Talmud, but ma kesher bein zeh lebein pshuto shel mikra? Pshuto shel mikra is that you should warn the Jewish people to do what Hashem commanded. It's not talking about learning at all. So we always like to connect the pshat and the drash. We like it, I don't say we always like to, because every time I would see a drash, I would think of how it connects to pshat. But it's a very beautiful thing to do, a very important thing to do. Od sarich bir b'ma shekasev re'eba lashon yachid. And then vayter, after the re'e, it says, it starts talking b'lashon rabim. Eschem, asher atem, ba'im, lashon rab, so it's lashon yachid, lashon rabim. So to psukim, hey, in Vav, Lashon Rabim. Al Shech Nikliyakar Omer on this. You also have to understand, Siyam Divrei HaKasuv, V'kelev Ha'oretz, Asher Atem Boim Shomel Rishto. What is it adding when it says, Asher Atem Boim L'Rishto? Kerev Ha'oretz. It's enough. Al Shech talks about this. You also have to understand, here we're not talking about Mitzvot Baretz, we're talking about the general Chukim HaMishpatim. So why is it totally in V'kelev Ha'oretz? To keep them everywhere. Notice it says Re'elam Mimadati, and say Re'etzi Visi. Or Amarti Lechem Chukim Mishpatim, what's Limadati? We also have to understand why it's different here than what it says in Pasuk Aleph, Ata Yisrael. Shema Lechukim Bela Mishpat, Vishonachim Lamedes Chem Lasos, Lamantich Yuvasim, Vishtem Esarets, Shere Hashem Elokei Avasechem Nosem Lechem. So the Chor, they were talking about the same thing we're talking about over here. So Maishna over there, at first it says Chukim and then it says Mishpatim. And by us, first, it says Chukim and then it says Mishpatim. So that's beautiful. The only problem is that, and that it adds Asher Anochim Alamed Eschem. There, the Chukim u'mishpatim, Asher Anochim Alamed Eschem. And here, it says, Re'e limadati eschem chukim u'mishpatim. So here, the chukim u'mishpatim come after, Re'e limadati eschem. And there, the Asher Anochim Alamed Eschem comes after the chukim u'mishpatim. It's ma'avdel b'neihem. Kan patach b'remeli marti eschem, and it continues with chukim mishpatim, and there it's the melamed eschem after the chukim mishpatim. Also there it says asher anochi melamed eschem lasos. The marti is going on the lasos. Here is re'eli marti, and it doesn't say lemarti lasos. It says lemarti is chukim shen, that the union of these chukim is lasos ken b'kerav aretz. So what's the difference in the lashonos of the psukim? So there it doesn't say limadati alasos in the care of aretz. Adarab, why should you do them? And Asher Anochim Alamed Eschem Lasos Laman Tich Yivasim Berishtem Es Aretz. Not in order that you should keep them in the land, but rather in order that you should come and inherit the land. So here where you're already in the land, and it's telling you, this is the place you have to keep them. There you're keeping them in order to inherit the land. What's the difference? Also over there, the land is Eretz Asher Hashem Elokei Avosechem Nosen Lechem. And here, that's there. Asher Hashem Elshkel Vasechem Nasein Lechem. That's over there in Pasuk Aleph. Whereas over here, it says, Asher Atem Baim Shamal Rishta. There the land is the land God is giving you. And here it's the land that you're coming to inherit. So what's the difference in that lashon and the pasuk? So we have a lot of different discrepancies in the two pesukim, even though they seem to be saying the same thing. So obviously they're not. We also have to understand what it says in pasuk vav, "Ushmartem basisem, ki chokhmaschem uvinaschem le'enei ha'amim, asher yishmun es kol hachukim eleh v'merurak hamuchacham b'nav v'nagoy gadol hazeh." You should guard them and do them because it's your wisdom, your understanding to the eyes of the nations that they're going to hear all these chukim and they're going to say, only a wise and understanding nation is this great nation. So that's very strange. Is that why we keep mitzvahs? You know why you should keep mitzvahs, the pasuk says? The goyim will say, you guys are so smart. That's why we should keep mitzvahs. The Al Sheikh was omed on this. That's what the stamp Pesukim Zayin in Ches. Ki mi goy gadol asher Elohim krovim eilav. Elohim krovim eilav kashem Elokeinu. B'chol koreinu eilav. Umi goy gadol shelo chukim mishpatim tzadikim b'chol atarot v'shen v'chen tzayin l'fnechem ayom. So Bishlam, what it says in Pesuk Ches. Ki mi tzatcho chukim mishpatim tzadikim. That's talking about earlier. It says chukim mishpatim, so it says here that these are tzaddikim, these are just, these are righteous laws. But what is the sinyan of ki mi goy, umi goy gadol asher lo chukim mishpatim tzaddikim, ki mi goy gadol asher lo elokim, elohim korvim elav kashem elokim b'chol koreinu elav, what does that have to do with what it says earlier? Who is a great nation that God is close to them? Has a God close to them like your God is close to you, like our God is close to you? What does that have to do with what it says earlier? When it talks about the chukim mishpatim tzaddikim, say that earlier we're talking about chukim mishpatim, here it's saying it's tzaddikim. But ma kesher bein what it says over here, that who is, what nation God is so close to them like you guys? Earlier we're talking about chukim mishpatim. And now that it says ki mi, because, the matzim is in a sinas tam, it's giving a reason. So what's the connection? The Al-Sheikh was all made on that as well, so we really have a slew of questions. So it would appear that vis-a-vis two reasons that a person is obligated to keep mitzvahs, our parsha is talking. In Psukim Aleph to Dalet, we're talking vis-a-vis one reason. And in Psukim Hey and Vav, we're talking about a different reason. And the Psukim of Zayin and Ches are a summary of the two mechayvim, of the two obligations, to stress as a result of these obligations the maila of the Jewish people. So let's see how this works. It starts with Pasuk Aleph, Atashma Yisrael. V'ata Yisrael Shema Alechukim Ve'el HaMishpatim. So these psukim from Aleph to Dalet are talking about the chiyuv mitzvahs that come because that is what Hashem commanded. We have to do what Hashem commands. That's what it means. Now, Israel, listen to the chukim mishpatim that I teach you to do in order that you should live. In other words, I am teaching you not only in order to teach that there should be maisa. There has to be maisa also. It's not enough that I just taught you. No must speak a little mode, you also have to do, of course. And that is his Pasuk Beis, Lo Sosifu Al Adavar Asher Anochi Mitzave Eschem, Lo Sigur Imenu Lishmor Etz Mitzvah Hashem Elokecha Asher Anochi Mitzave Eschem. Don't add on what I command you today, what I command you. Don't subtract to guard the Mitzvah of Hashem that I'm commanding you. In other words, the asiya should be bidiyuk like I taught you. Don't add on to what I taught you. And don't subtract to what I taught you. Rather, you should do it as I taught you. You can have your own chesh bonus of what's better and what's worse. But drop it, because do it as Hashem said. Since the tzivui is mechayiv, since the tzivui is obligatory, there is no room for your opinions. Excuse me for saying. Because you're avadim, and therefore you have to be mekayim the tzivui adam, and only the tzivui adam. And that's I feel toist the pusik, and that's how the pasuk concludes. Lishmor it's mitzvah Hashem Elokeichem, asher anochi mitzaveh eschem, to guard the mitzvah of Hashem your God that I'm commanding you. In other words, your chiyuv asiyah, your obligation to do, flows from the fact that the Lord your God, that He is your master and your king, commands you. And therefore, it's not shaykh to have tosefes or giron. And the chiyuv is to do the tzivui, nisht mer and nisht veiniger, lo pachot velo yoter. Lishmor, it's mitzvah Hashem Elokecha, mesher ani mitzav eschem. Do exactly as you're commanded, since I commanded you. Don't no literary license, no personal addendums, or subtractions, or emendations, etc. Do it as you're commanded. And in that it is in Pasuk Gimel, Einechem Haros, Eis Asher Asa Hashem Bebal Peor, He Kol Ish Asher Alacha Harei Bal Peor, Hishmido Hashem Elokecha Mipanecha. Your eyes saw what God did to Baal Peor. Anyone who went after Baal Peor, said, God commanded him from before you, Baal Peor. When Baal Peor, they saw the onus of the Avera, when they were commanded not to do this Avera, and people were over the Avera. Hishmido Hashem Elokecha. And we can add, it's even better according to what the Alshich says, that by Baal Peor, there were some people who served it in order to be mevazit, and they thought it's a heter, I'm being mevazit, because the way to serve Baal Peor was to defecate and remove the waste from one's nose and the like. So there are people, their kavana was, we're not serving the idol, we're being mevazit the idol. And nevertheless, Hashem commanded them. Why? Because they're making their own cheshbonos. We just have to do what Hashem says. So we see from the Baal Peor, don't change. Do it exactly as you're commanded. And that it says in Pasuk Dalud, V'atem advekim v'Hashem Elokeichem, chayim kulchem hayom. In other words, you, who are shayach to Hashem, who commands you, and you cling to Him, and you don't remove yourself from Him, you're davik v'Hashem Elokeichem. So you people are chayim kulchem hayom, because if you're davik b'makor chayim, that gives you chayim, if you're clinging to the source of life. That gives you life. Memela miskayim ashekasev pasuk aleph. It's shiras hamitzvos is laman tichyu, in order that you should live. Ubasim virish nemes arat Hashem Hashem lekechem noisein lechem. In other words, there's a haftach al avoseichem. You're going to inherit the land, and you're going to be fitting to fulfill it. To this promise should be fulfilled through you. And therefore, it starts with the chukim and mishpatim. But it says in Pasuk Aleph, Shema Yisrael, Ta Yisrael Shema Al-Chukim Al-Mishpatim, Shem Rechim Allah Mir Eschem. Listen to these Chukim Mishpatim that I'm teaching you. The I'm teaching you is a Hechitimsi to know them. Because the Iker Nidon, the Iker issue, primary issue here is that you have to keep these laws. And through this, you Zocha Neret Yisrael. Wherever it would appear that the union of Kiyum Mitzvahs alone, besides that when you do them because God commanded, there's an additional union. And that is, like we see in the Gemara in Moed Katan, 9b, that even though Gedolah Mitzvahs Talmud Torah Ad Me'od, even though the Mitzvah of Talmud Torah is Azayk Rois, it's so big. Nevertheless, we're mevatel Talmud Torah for a mitzvah that can't be done by others. And by Talmud Torah, you don't have the din that we have by all mitzvahs. She'oisek b'mitzvah, pater min ha-mitzvah. No, if it's a mitzvah shef shel asa adei acherim, nobody else can do it. Stop your learning. Bayein b'me'iri, v'toises ha-rosham. And it's in the Yerushalmi Brachas 1-2, ayein b'irka Yosef, v'arachayim simulam et ches. It's because Teile is amenas la'asos. Teile is in order to do. V'hainu sh'miguf din talmid Torah mischayev sh'yasa mitzvah. As Torah tells you, Torah tells you, midin talmid Torah, you have to do the mitzvahs. And because of this, it's not shayach to be mevatel mitzvahs v'shim talmid Torah. Because talmid Torah itself is mechayev to do the mitzvahs. A mitzvah that can be done by others is different. So Sarash discusses the same kind of makom laharich, but in principle, mitzvahs are given, Torah is given, to keep, to do. Talmud Torah is in order to do. This Torah is chachma, and the din Talmud Torah is to be dovek, to be shayach b'chachma, b'chachma to this wisdom. In Memele, you have to act in such a way that the Torah says is anhagas ha-chachma. If you don't do what's written in the Torah, you're not clinging to chachma. It's just an external idea with no real connection. The only way there's going to be a dveikus, the only way you're going to cling to the chachma is if you live according to the chachma. And that's kiyum mitzvah shem chachma satorah. So the asiyah is miguf mitzvah talmud Torah, part and parcel of the mitzvah of talmud Torah, is to fulfill the Torah. וזה נראה במה שנאמר בברכת אהבה רבה, שאף על פי שיסוד הוא על נסינס התורה לישראל, לברך אהבה ורבה, is talking about the fact that God gave the Torah to the Jewish people. Nevertheless, it says, וסיים לבינו להבין להסכיר לשמוע לומר ולמי, לשמוע לעשו לקמס כל הביסם ותורה סך ויהבה. Since we're talking about לומד, not only עצם התורה, מה זה עניין של לשמוע ולעשות ולקיים? We're talking about לומד and עצם התורה. We're talking about the giving of the Torah to the Jewish people. Learning the Torah, the giving of the Torah. מה זה קשור ללשמור ולעשות ולקיים? What does that have to do with keeping the Torah? ובפרט, and קיום המצוות, it says anyway, ודבק ליבנו במצווי סך. We're not talking about קיום המצוות. The answer is, it doesn't say, the Shmor is called Divrei Sorah Secha. What do we say? It's called Divrei Salmud Torah Secha B'Yahava. Talmud Torah Secha. We're talking here about Din Talmud Torah. Din Talmud Torah is Mechayiv Shmira. If a person does, Aloy Min Almanas L'Lame, it says in Ovis, Misapkim Yim, Speak B'Yad Ulum Adul L'Lame. Aloy Min Almanas L'Asas, Misapkim B'Yad Ulum Adul L'Lame, Lishma V'Lasas. And the Farshim already asked, how do you have an instant, how do you have a scenario where it's lomot shalom manas lasos that must speak in biyado lomot bilalame? Lomot manas lasos, it says, the mutafel shenefra shal yosu apon, if better he been a stillborn. Also, Yevamis 109b, lomot vena mekayim doesn't even get schar Torah. Yemadetem ve'asisem, if you're in yeshna ve'asiyah shabal amida, if you do it, you get the schar of doing, of learning. If you don't do it, you don't get the schar of learning. Also, in the Mishnah, why doesn't it say, and if you lo min amanas lasos, mispikin biyado, gam amanas lalamed. Why does it say that if you lo min amanas lasos, what does it say? Mispikin biyado, lil modu lalamed, lishma balasos. So if you learn in order to do, you're able to learn, teach, and do. Lishmor v'lasis, what's they ask, what's insane? Lishmor v'lasis, maybe lo se asay. Gabbana means doing. Whereas when we talks to lomid al manas lalamed, maspikin biyado lil modu lalamed, why not lishmor v'lasis? Why if you're lomid al manas lalamed, don't you get the lishmor v'lasis? All right, when you're lomid al manas lasos, you get the lalamed. So why, if you're learning Amanas Lamed, you don't get the Lassos? So it would appear clear that the Mishnah is talking about not Mitzvah Siyah. and not on mitzvahs lamed Torah, but rather on the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, of learning Torah. Because as Rabbeinu explains beautifully in the Sefer Be'er Miriam, Chelek Gimel, Perek Yud Halacha Tes, that may Iker Din Talmud Torah, there's a din of Lalame, part and parcel of the mitzvah of Talmud Torah is to teach. V'chein harei nitba'er kanal shemei etzem limud ha-Torah hu sheyesh ha-siya me'ha-Talmud Torah mikoch ha-limud. Din Talmud Torah is that you have to do. Because you're learning, you have to do. And the Mishnah is talking about kiyum mitzvah Talmud Torah. That there's somebody who learns only in order haloimed Amanas Lalame. But there's some people that are lomed rak amanas lomod. They're learning in order to learn. And they lack the etzim Talmud Torah. The etzim din Talmud Torah is lalameid. Lalameid. It has to also be to teach. It's part and parcel of the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. As you can prove from many sources. So now it says mitzvah Talmud Torah, if you're learning in order to teach. If you're learning in order to learn, and you're only going to be able to learn. If you're learning in order to teach, which is miguf mitzvah Talmud Torah, you're not only zocha to learn, you're also zocha to teach. And if it's almanas lasos, in other words, not only are you mekayim all the mitzvahs mitzad chi of mitzvahs, but mitzvah Talmud Torah, that's almanas lasos, because that's also part of the goof of mitzvah Talmud Torah. Talmud Torah includes within it to teach, and Talmud Torah includes within it to do. So then he's mekayim everything that's mischayiv mei Torah, because the Torah says it's in order to, you have to teach and you have to do. And therefore, misap can be other, lilmod ulamid lishmor v'lasos. You get it all. If it's just almanas lilamid, so you are properly mekayim the lilamid part, you're learning in order to teach, so you get the lilamid. But if you're doing it almanas lasos, which is part of the guf mitzvah Talmud Torah, so that that's all inclusive. And therefore, misap can be other lilmod ulamid lishmor v'lasos. And that's what we're talking about in the Baruch of Avarabba. The Avarabba is talking about the Baruch Mitzvah of Talmud Torah. And the Bakasha is that the Limud should be the B'shleimus. L'havinu l'haskil. That's learning. And also, l'havinu l'haskil, l'shmo l'modu l'ameid. Learning and teaching. That's the l'lameid. And also, l'shmo v'lasu s'lekayim. And also to do, because of the chiv of Limud Torah. It's all miguf din Talmud Torah. So when it says lomid almanas lasos, the almanas lasos doesn't only mean to physically do, but also to teach. Because that's what comes out of Talmud Torah. You're doing what comes out of Talmud Torah, which is not only learning, but teaching and doing as well. So if it's just in order to teach, then you get the learning and teaching. And if you're learning in order to do, so that's all inclusive. So you're going to understand your learning, and you're going to be able to teach others, and you're going to be able to fulfill, because that's what you want to do. You want to fulfill. If you want to fulfill, you get the learning, the teaching, and the fulfilling. And that's all miguf mitzvah Talmud Torah. It's all miguf din Talmud Torah. Once watched a funeral of a memorial service, whatever it was, of a very, very, very chashuv reform rabbi. And I was struck by one of the praises that a kali gave him, this late rabbi who died relatively young. He's talking about how much he loved to learn. You know, and that's what they were stressing, the people who were speaking, because they noted that in our movement there's not much learning going on. And he dafka loved to learn Gemara. This guy loved to learn Gemara. So one of the people said, but he didn't learn Gemara in order to keep it, in order to do the halacha. Nah. Just, you know, it was interesting. He wanted to learn. He wanted to understand. It was like, wow. It's a real sheva. Lo mit shalom and aslasis. But those are their hasagas that you learn, but it's not to keep. Hashem yirachim. So we see that's the goof mitzvah of Talmud Torah. The goof mitzvah of Talmud Torah is lasos. And right now they don't know that. One day in Mitzvah they will. Lo yidach mimenu nidach. Everybody is going to come back, hopefully, eventually. So we have miguf mitzvahs Talmud Torah we have that. You are learning in order to do. That's the first section. Because God commanded you. You have to know what to do because you're doing mitzvahs because God commanded you. And another reason to do mitzvahs is because it's part and parcel of the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. Including the mitzvah of Talmud Torah is keeping the mitzvahs. And that's what also would appear to come out from what it says in the Sefri in Parshas Ekev, Perek Yud Aleph, Chav Beis, Asher Anochi Mitzaveh Eschem La'asaisa. In Aleph Chav Beis it says that I command you to do. Lamanei Amalafishu Omer, Vayim Shemot Tishmu, Ushmehani Kevin Shishamei Adon Dvar Torah, Yashvu Lavele Yaseh, Amalav Tishmu La'asaisa, Tashuv La'asaisa, Lama Radim Torah, Rebbe Yadu Mitzvah Achas. Lama Vishar Yadu Shtei Mitzvahs. Lama Tshamar Ve'asa in the Mala Imenu. So what is this Medrash saying? It says that I command you to do. Why does it say that? Because it says, V'hayim Shemoa Tishmu. Shomei Ani, I hear from this. When a person hears Divrei Torah, Yeshev lo ya'alav le'yas, let him sit and not do it. He hears it, so he heard it. Very interesting. He doesn't have to do anything. No. Talmud lo omer tishmu la'asaisam. Tashuv la'asaisam, you have to do it. It's in the Sharon of Chimitza Be'ezchem la'asaisam. You have to do it. Like it says in the pasuk, "Ki im shemor tishmon et kol ha-mitzvah zos asher anochi mitzaveh eschem la'asos." So it's not just enough to learn; you also have to do. So ladam adam Torah. When a person learns Torah, he has one mitzvah. Lamad v'shamar, he has two mitzvahs. Lamad v'shamar ve'asa in l'mala himenu. If he learned and he guarded and he did, there's nobody higher than him. So is there a havamina? The Lamed Velo Asa, he has a mitzvah. Is that the Chiddush here? I might think that it's enough to just hear and not do. And that's a mitzvah. No. You also have to do. Pashut. So the answer is that here we're talking about the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. That when one keeps the mitzvah, he gets a tasefis and the limud. If that's part and parcel of the limud. And if he's lamad shamar ve'asa, and if he guards, asay, lo say asay, and it's even greater, it's ein l'mala imenu. Because part of the mitzvah, part and parcel of the mitzvah of learning is doing. So we have these two categories of learning to keep mitzvah, whether we're keeping mitzvahs in order to follow the word of God, and we're keeping mitzvahs because it's part and parcel of rechiv of Talmud Torah. So, Amir Tashem, In the next shir, we will continue and we will see Niflaus, as we already have, Baruch Hashem. So please stay tuned. And this was awesome. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.